Welcome to KJAN Sports. Asa Lucas with the Griswold Girls head basketball coach, Ryan Lockwood. Coach Lockwood, thank you for giving us some of your time.
Oh, yeah, you bet.
So, Coach, year one is under your belt officially as a head coach and taking over this Tigers basketball program. What have you learned about yourself as a coach after your first year?
Well, you know, I've learned with some time as an assistant coach. I felt pretty comfortable in what I was doing, but I learned there's a lot of those other extra steps and making sure we get everything worked through. And then, you know, like I've told the girls last year and I've already told them this year, the game speeds up even as a coach too. So the higher you get as a coach, the faster the game speeds up and you got to keep up. So I've told them I'm practicing every practice just as much as they are.
How would you describe last season?
Last season was, you know, definitely a building season, right? It's a growing season. It's a learning season. We changed up a lot of things with how we were doing stuff, and we were pretty young overall. And so being a growing season, obviously there's some growing pains, but from start to finish, you know, the win column didn't change a lot, but from start to finish, our understanding of our system and who we were, I felt, grew tremendously.
You've been talking about the system you've been focusing on, and that's been growing. Has that been a focus on the off season?
Yeah, yep, 100%. We've been, you know, last year we started into, most of my girls last year really, they knew what man-to-man defense was, but not a lot of principles of it and how to really play it well. So we were learning that all last year. So a lot of just focus and getting just some time up and down the court in the off season with open gyms. And, you know, we went up to Okoboji to a camp or a 3-day scrimmages and got to see a lot of competition and got to really test our skills there.
What else did you take away from going up to Okoboji?
You know, starting to play together. I've got several young girls coming in, and so just getting the system together, but learning how to run the game fast. You know, the setup up there, and played a lot of bigger teams from other states, and a lot of up and down, and really valuing the basketball more than anything to try and keep our stamina, so we don't have to run back in transition because we're not turning the ball over as much.
What would you say for someone coming in and watching this Griswold girls basketball team play, what would you say are some of the key characteristics for them to know about this year's team? What can fans expect?
They can expect to see them go wire to wire, never quit. Like a hardworking group. They never give in. No matter how tired they get, they're always pushing as hard as they can. And really, I think just seeing some really improving defense every single game, and even from last year, and making that work in our favor to our offensive possessions, obviously, and just a lot of energy and a lot of fun just watching a team play together and really meld together into five pieces that are one team instead of five individuals trying to make something work.
Who have you seen step up as a leader?
Yeah, that's a great question. I've got a bench full of leaders, which is great. We're all working to be more vocal leaders, if that makes sense. You know, we're all leaders by example in the classroom and on the court, but we're working to be even more vocal as leaders. I've got two seniors, Carly Milliken and Madison Rush, that are both leading really well. They've taken charge as seniors this year and really stepped up. They're pushing everyone. Again, still working on that vocal side of it. You know, Carly, kind of a chip on her shoulder. She had surgery last year before season started and wasn't able to play at all last season. And, you know, she's a beast down there in the post and rebounding and stuff. So we really missed her. She was a great leader and really learned how to have that role on the bench last year, kind of helping us out as a manager. And so Madison's been really working hard and really showing what you can do if you just keep pushing and pushing. She's had her battles with injuries over the last couple of years as well and missed parts of seasons. I've got a group of five juniors that have been there the whole time, the exception of one, missed one year. But they're, you know, they are really stepping up and just, they're really taking that vocal part. They're taking the charge on that vocal part, really being the talkers in practice and making that contagious for everyone. And then, you know, my sophomore, Josie Milliken, my only sophomore, and she got a lot of varsity playing time last year just in her fight and her resilience, and she's really a vocal leader for us. So it's all starting to come together that way to really lead these six freshmen into what we are, what we want to be.
What expectations do you and do this Tigers basketball team have?
Yeah, I mean, our goal overall is just improvement every single day, not every game, every single day in practice, you know, 1% increase every day, just is exponent or exponentially better. Sorry. And so we want to continue to improve, but, you know, we want to see that we're competitive in every single game. I mean, you know, it's a game where sometimes, you know, better offense beats good defense, and it's a game where sometimes the ball bounces certain ways. I'm not a big goal set on a number of wins. I want to be competitive in every game, and if we're doing that, we're going to see the win column really start to stack up, and we're going to see our confidence stack up. And so we're going to play four quarters as hard as we can and be competitive in every game, and that gives us our best opportunity to see the wins and see successes that way.
If fans are looking to support Tigers basketball, where can they go, or what can they do to help support this program?
Yeah, I mean, show up in the gym. I mean, we love a raucous crowd. I was telling the girls yesterday, it's kind of one of those things I try and lighten the mood sometimes. I say, we've got to talk a lot more, ladies. We've got 30,000 fans screaming at every game, and so they always giggle a little bit when I say that. But I want that to be – I want to be frustrated as a coach when I'm trying to holler and get one of my players' attention and they can't hear me because of the fans. Like, that's the energy that keeps our energy level up. So, you know, show up and show us your support, because they're going to work hard for you every day. You know, if you don't know where to find us, Bound, is it has our schedule on it, shows where we're at and what times every day, our school calendar. But, you know, come and be part of the change that we're making, because they're working really hard.
And that's Griswold Girls head basketball coach Ryan Lockwood joining us here on KJAN Sports. And, Coach, thank you very much again for being here.